Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Kim Kardashian was involved in a wedding over the weekend, but no, it wasn't hers.
And Jennifer Anderson was getting friendly with one of her old flames. We've got the deets.
Plus, later I'm talking to George Foreman and the cast of the new biopic, Big George Foreman.
And Gary and I are coming to you from Dallas. Welcome to Dish Nation.
All right, hey, Craig, what you got first?
All right, well, yo, yesterday was a rough day for Don Lemon. Now, after being an anchor for CNN for 17 years, he announced that he had been fired from the network. Now, Don said that CNN didn't tell him directly. Instead, he got the news through his agent.
Hell no.
But he might not be unemployed for long because the boss, Rick Ross, just offered him a job at Wingstop. Check it out.
Just found out Don Lemon was terminated from CNN. Damn, Don. But guess what? The brothers got your back. We hiring it at Wingstop. And for some reason, I believe you know what you're doing with them lemon pepper wings. So, man, just send over your resume. Well, it was 17 years. Damn. But I'm going to make sure I get you in front of the right grill, brother.
Seeing Don Lemon fry some lemon pepper was not in my bingo card for this year.
You know what? But, like, you know, I can see, like, a spicy Don Lemon pepper.
Oh, okay.
You know, you know, with some branding and marketing opportunity.
Right. Give the man his own
hot lemon pepper, because I'm sure he's pissed off. Hot lemon pepper.
Okay. Yeah, hot lemon pepper. That's a good one.
I don't know, y'all. I'm just sad, because does this mean I'm not going to see Don Lemon on my screen on New Year's Eve twerking?
It's probably not.
No.
Probably not this year, because a lot of times when you get fired out of these big media contracts, sometimes they'll say you can't be on a competitor's network for a year or something. So, Don might go away for a minute.
Yeah, his non-compete might have him, like, on Nickelodeon doing something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Doing a little two-step.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, you know, well, hopefully he bounced back.
Getting fired publicly is not fun.
Yeah, it's not. All I'm going to say is this. I need to see him twerking on my screen come New Year's Eve. So whatever network got to make that happen, make it happen. I need to see Don and his lemons shaking
we'll
and twerking
see
and jerking
him
ladies.
Cool sooner than we think.
Get your hot lemon pepper thong woo-woo-woo ass out of here.
When one door closes, another one opens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like the doors at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Hello? Well, all right. Well, congratulations are in order to celebrity hairstylist Chris Appleton and White Lotus star Lucas Gage. Ooh. They got married this weekend in Vegas.
All right.
Yes. Wow. Isn't that good? Yes. They only went IG official in February, y'all. So it's been a whirlwind romance. And check this out. They tied the knot in front of just six people.
Mm. Oh.
Yes, including Chris's bestie and number one client, Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was a busy weekend for the trio. They went to Vegas on Kim's jet, where they also saw Usher's show. And back in L.A. on Sunday, Kim gave Chris the Daily Front Row's Hair Artist of the Year Award.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations to them.
Living it up.
Cool. That's my kind of wedding. Six people?
Six people at a wedding, though? Yeah. I mean, that budget must have been lovely.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
But it included that private jet and that Vegas trip, though,
what
right?
I did want true. Well, shoot, I'd rather feed just six people and take a jet to go see Usher. That sounds like a hit wedding to me.
Yeah, I feel like if you added a couple more people, you wasn't going to be able to do something.
Yeah.
So this, instead of Usher, you go see Blue Man Group.
This is giving me real big, like, he's cutting Kim's hair, and he's like, and what about the jet for next weekend? You know, and she's like, I guess.
Yeah. That's lovely.
All right, y'all, moving on. Looks like it's not happily ever after for Shannon Doherty. She's divorcing her husband, photographer Kurt Iswerienko, after 11 years of marriage.
Wow.
But there's more to it than that, guys. Shannon's rep, Leslie Sloan, released a statement, and oh boy, it is juicy.
What happened?
She said, quote, "Divorce is the last thing Shannon wanted. Unfortunately, she felt like she was left with no other option. You can contact Kurt's agent, call your Grimm at Picture Kid, as she is intimately involved."
Oh my.
What? All the smoke is right there.
Wait a minute. What that mean, y'all?
That means he was running.
Selfies was in the camera.
Sister Brad, that means that he was running with the agent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah,
some flash photography, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, lots of flash in it.
Oh, my God, that's embarrassing.
Can we just back up and say, how could you do this to Shannon? She fought cancer twice.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Wow. And she was a charm. Wasn't she doing magic tricks and all that, too?
All the magic tricks.
She's my favorite charm sister. How do you do that to my favorite charm sister?
See, if she was a Haitian witch, that man would have never left the house.
Oh, he would have. Oh, you know, we got that on lock, baby. We put that sock in the front yard and make it do the do. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just gave too much information.
Yeah. Is not right.
This is what happens when you give your agent a whole lot more than 15%. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Wait.
Inappropriate.
I'm screaming.
Inappropriate.
Well, y'all, Jennifer Aniston and one of her famous ex-husbands linked up for dinner in New York City over the weekend, y'all. No, not that one. Oh, reportedly, she was spotted out with her second ex. I know who y'all were thinking about. Her husband, Justin Theroux, for a friendly double date with longtime friends Jason Bateman and his wife. Now, Jen and her ex divorced in 2018 after 3 years of marriage, but they remained on friendly terms.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It's not the first time that the two have been spotted out together, but get this. Jen was seen leaving the restaurant with a red rose in her hand, y'all.
Hey, now.
Oh. Y'all think that this means Jen and Justin might be spinning a block?
No.
They might have been taping an episode of The Bachelor at the restaurant.
Yeah. Why would somebody wear a rose?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, y'all been to restaurants and the rose man or rose woman came around.
Oh, the rose lady comes.
Oh, I didn't know they did that in the nice Hollywood restaurants. I thought that only happened like in like the Red Lobsters of the hood.
Right.
You see it everywhere in L.A. The rose lady comes around, then you feel like a bum if you don't buy the rose.
Really? I did not know that that was part of L.A. culture at all.
Oh,
exactly.
That just happened to us. You don't look out, the rose lady will wind up in a dive bar, then you're screwed.
If they walk by with a bunch of roses and you don't get one for whoever you're with, it's almost like you're a jerk. Because how much that little cheap one rose, you might as well get it to be like, I'm enjoying this time with you, you know?
Nah, I'd be quick to say, that's my cousin.
Right.
All right, we're moving on. So, Brat, you and Judy have been on an emotional ride making baby boy Harris DuPont a reality. Yes. And I'm excited, and we're going to get to see things play out on season 3 of Brat Loves Judy. So for National Infertility Awareness Week on April 28th, you and Judy will also be talking about your fertility journey on IG Live on Hope Fertility's page. Oh. And that's not all. You'll also be giving away a $10,000 grant towards IVF treatments. That is so dope, yo. All right, can you educate the people on what you're going to be talking about specifically on fertility?
Yeah, sure. Me and my wife are going to discuss some of our journey because most of it plays out on our show, Brat Loves Judy, which airs Thursday, April 27th.
Yay!
But on the Hope Fertility site, we're going to just like give people insight and tell them that they should have hope and they should never give up if they want a child, because we could have gave up, but we didn't. And here I am like 26 weeks pregnant and I'm just blessed. So we just want to bless somebody else. We're probably going to start doing this at least twice a year, or I don't know how much, but it just feels so good to help people that want to have kids that can't or can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? It just warms our heart to do things like that. So, you know, we want to give away a treatment to somebody and bless them to help them conceive a child.
Well, could this work for men as well?
I don't know if it could work for you, Gary, but if it can.
You're changing people's lives, and Gary comes in with a joke.
Right.
No, that was not a joke.
I guess it's for a man and a woman, or two gay men, or two gay women.
Right.
Whoever wins it, you know.
So you
whoever
see,
gets
Tanner
it.
Was a joke, so you could, you know.
See?
Okay, that way Gary and I can have the baby we've always wanted.
Oh, God.
Gary with the tenor baby.
I think it's such an amazing thing to do.
Thank you. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Brat Loves Judy, April 27th, Thursday. And I appreciate all the love, and we can't wait to bless somebody. Go to Hope Fertility on Instagram, Hope Fertility, and find out all the information.
All
thank
right,
y'all.
We'll do that. Just might see Tamar on that thing.
Oh.
No, we will
y'all.
Not.
I'm just talking.
I know.
Lopez said, I want a brother.
Well, up next, was Stevie J caught riding dirty in his wife's face car after she reported it stolen? Baby, the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, we're back.
Hey.
We're back with with some messy, messy dish. Seems like CBJ and Faith Evans' divorce is becoming a reality show, y'all. So allegedly, Faith reported to the Popo that Stevie done stole her 2023 Mercedes Sprinter, y'all, just so he could go to Coachella?
No.
Wow.
Crazy. She also said in the court document Stevie stole her keys when she fell asleep and did. But hold on, y'all. There's
trifling.
More. There is
trifling.
More. Stevie responded to these claims, and he said, HK, go ahead and do us the honors.
I didn't go to Coachella, but if I did, I wouldn't have taken that vehicle. I would have just took the jet. Ask anybody if I went to Coachella. I was working.
Oh, okay.
That is very...
Well, why she still stole the vehicle?
But that's come a long way, because right. I remember I used to watch like early seasons of Love and Hip Hop, and like Stevie J would always roll up on foot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just walk off.
Like, how did he get here? It's like a scene from Power.
All right, y'all. Well, stay tuned, because it's more scandalosity going on in the Glenn Powell's world, honey.
Oh.
Here's the tea. The Top Gun Maverick star and his girlfriend of almost 3 years might have low-key called it quits. And the reason could be his co-star, Sydney Sweeney.
Really?
So Glenn and Sydney have been promoting their upcoming rom-com and photo show. Glenn and Sydney looking cozy and loved up on set and the red carpet, right? And now the people notice that Gigi has unfollowed Sydney with the quickness. So Glenn and Gigi still have lovey-dovey photos of each other's social media, but it sounds like to me, like Gigi is like, girl, try somebody else's man, not mine. I know that's right.
And hey, listen, fam, if you've seen any season of Euphoria, I don't blame Glenn.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
My sister is seeing rainbows when she's looking at this man. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, they look happy.
Yeah,
y'all.
It's giving Six Flags. It's giving rides.
Like, everything was cool, and then she saw him in Top Gun, and then she was like, uh-oh.
And she wanted to see his gun.
She wanted to top his gun.
She wanted to get on top of that gun now. Mm-hmm.
Bring out the big gun.
Let me show you my Maverick.
But, Tamar, Jesse, Gary, let's just say if, like, you know, you was seeing somebody, right? You see them booed up on set. How y'all reacting?
I'm an actress, so I don't care.
Okay.
I know they're acting.
If it was me and I was to see a tramp next coding up to my man or whatever, I would say, listen here, bitch, if you think you could beat me rocking, then you could have my chair.
Ooh.
Sure would.
Ooh.
Nah.
I was like, when the cameras come down, though, why are we still giggling in each other's faces like this?
Would you really be mad?
If my girl was like, it's one thing if they're getting flirty on set or whatever, right? Because they're making a rom-com. I want her to do her best. But if I find out that they, like, actually fooled around or they rehearsed some scenes when the cameras weren't rolling, that would be an issue.
Oh, you gotta rehearse, y'all.
How much rehearsing do you do?
I do a lot of rehearsing.
You ain't got to rehearse. You ain't got to rehearse if you're an actor or actress. You know what to damn do. You ain't got to practice that.
Y'all taking it too far. Y'all, so now you can't rehearse your actress.
Everybody cast you in everything. Switching gears, we are sad to report the civil rights icon, singer, and actor Harry Belafonte has passed away at the age of 96. Man, this dude was a trailblazer who, man, like, you know, his reach went beyond music and all the things that people think they know him for, man. We here at Dish Nation would like to extend our prayers and condolences to his family and fans. May he rest in peace and his legacy never be forgotten. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Now, it's not very too often that someone gets to see a biopic about their life be made. But not only did it happen for this brother, he's here to tell us all about it himself. One time for the cast of the new movie, Big George Foreman, and the big guy himself, George Foreman. Here with the legendary George Foreman, man, a man who is larger than life, and you've inspired so many people in so many ways. What is the big thing that you want everybody to take away from your movie, Big George Foreman?
A lot of people, even coming here from all over the world now, looking for an opportunity. The story is about one helping the other. Starting from nothing, that's okay. We can go as far as we want to if someone believes in us.
Boys, I love the movie, and every time I see you in something, I know you're going to deliver. What is something you learned about George Foreman in this movie that really blew your mind?
I mean, it kind of blew my mind that I didn't know he'd had a near-death experience. I didn't know that near-death experience had made him become the preacher. That was all new for me.
And it's crazy the parallels because, you know, I'm a big fan of yours to the point where I'm definitely, like, you know, heavily invested in Godfather of Harlem as well, where you are friends at one point with Muhammad Ali. And in this one, you trained George Foreman. So let's just say, as Bumpy Johnson, if Bumpy Johnson met George Foreman, whose side would he more so be on? Would he still be an Ali guy or would he be a Foreman guy?
I think since Ali had to, like, step away from him, I think he'd have to be a Foreman guy.
That money could have came in handy, man. More doogie for everybody, right?
More doogie. There you go. You're right on point.
What is your go-to thing to cook on the George Foreman grill?
Man, you know what, man? I'm trying to, I mean, I can't do it like Chris Davis in the movie, man. He had the six-pack and everything. I'm trying to lose weight. But I'm usually burgers and the steak, man. I can't help it. I'm a protein kind of guy. So that always helps me in terms of what I need to get. And I couldn't make the movie, man. I was trying to start it in prep. And then Michael Epps told me, hey, George is making a George Foreman. Make sure you put that grill in there. So I'm always having the pressure to make sure the grill was in the movie. Movie, you know?
And with you being a man of a certain size who has the power that you have, if you took prime you and did a similar tournament like how you did in the movie where you fought six guys in one night, if you had to go up against a Deontay Wilder, a Tyson Fury, even an in his prime Mike Tyson, who's coming out on top?
You know what? That's a horror story I wouldn't even like to think about. These are great big punchers, all of them, even Mike Tyson. I'm just so happy I never had to face those guys. And don't want to face
them. I'm sure they're also happy they didn't have to face you.
Yeah, I don't even want to daydream about that.
Man, and you know, and then also outside of boxing, like the fact that you're such a charitable individual and you gave so much back, you're probably also the reason a lot of people are healthy. So, George Foreman, what is your favorite thing to make on your patented George Foreman grill?
I love salmon steak. Put salmon on the grill. Mmm, man. And slice a bagel with cream cheese. It makes a happy George Foreman on the George Foreman grill.
Yeah, man. Bless up, my brother. Thank you so much for inspiring the world and also proving that through faith, all things are possible. Everybody get out there and check out the movie Big George Foreman. And a shout out to you, legend. God bless you, man.
Thank you so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Ashanti and Nelly might be back together, but our very own Jesse Wu recently shared this moment with Nelly on Wild and Out. Check it out.
Hey, yo, Nelly.
Yes, ma'am.
You and me together is a win-win. Give me that thumbs up so I can put this on your chin.
Wow.
Ain't she wild? Ain't she wild?
Jesse, are you trying to get Nelly in trouble, girl?
You over there looking at that lady, man? You was trying to get with him, sister.
I was just trying to get Nelly to rain on me.
Yeah. Ashanti is in the hall and she wants to talk to you.
She got her baby hairs taped down and sideburns ready to go, man. You about to catch them fish.
Yeah, now you my girl now, but you can't do that publicly.
Yeah.
First of all, y'all, this was before the Nelly and Ashanti spotting or whatever you want to call it. So
back in September.
We're not going to do our best like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, he didn't mind the way she hit that high note either.
Yeah, I was just kidding, Shanti.
Until it's official, our girl ain't got to stop shooting her jumper.
Yeah. Okay. All right now.
Mrs. Steal Your Man at this desk right here. Hey. Talk about put it on your chin.
Oh, my God. Did I say that?
And you showed him what them knees do.
I did. Dropping down to get my eagle on.
Drop down to get the eagle on.
You gave him a taste of carnival.
I sure did.
That's so fun. It's all in good fun.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.